Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Dan. Happy Sunday, August 9th, 2015. Apologize for not being on last week, folks, as I had computer issues as my computer crashed and burned on me. Had to get the old computer fixed so I can be back on the air and live with everyone. Thanks for joining us again. And this week, from my little part of northwestern North Carolina to the world, we're going to be talking about Planned Parenthood. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Everybody has a difference of opinion on this, and I'm here to share mine. If you're listening to my show, you probably have the same opinion as me on Planned Parenthood. But what we're going to talk about Planned Parenthood is the real truth of what Planned Parenthood actually is. Yes, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know much about them until a few years ago. I've always heard it. I saw the bumper stickers on cars. I was thinking, Planned Parenthood, okay, big deal. But then after I started doing my research on Planned Parenthood, I've come to find out they are not a very, in my opinion, a very, very good organization. They are not. And I do not like them. I have no use for them. I think they should be shut down. And the reason being is a lot of people is not going to like what I say, but I really have never cared. I have a First Amendment right to speak my mind, and I do that greatly, much to a lot of others' dismay. On Planned Parenthood's website, they say they're into women's health. They use that as a guise to bring people in to come to their shops. Shops is a good term for them. Coming to their shops to get more information on women's health. But really what Planned Parenthood is abortions. Is there nothing but about abortions? At that, on their website, this is what they say. We are a trusted health care provider, an informed educator, a passionate advocate, and a global partner helping similar organizations around the world. Planned Parenthood delivers vital reproductive health care, sex education, and information to women, men, and young people worldwide. For nearly 100 years, Planned Parenthood has promoted a common sense approach to women's health and well-being based on respect for each individual's right to make informed, independent decisions about health, sex, and family planning. What they don't tell people is who the founder of their organization, Planned Parenthood, really is. The founder of Planned Parenthood is one Margaret Sanger. And before I get further into before we get into more about Planned Parenthood and the whole defunding Planned Parenthood and everything, I'm going to let you hear some of her written quote that Margaret Sanger said herself. And I'm trying to find the right one to start off with. Well, let's start with this one that she's the editor of the Birth. She was also the editor of the Birth Control Review from 1917 to 1938. As stated, she was the founder of Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the world. Her goal in life, Margaret Sanger admitted, for her entire life's purpose was to promote birth control, which is murder, and that's from her autobiography. She also helped to establish the research bureau that financed the birth control pill. She contributed towards the work of the German doctor who developed the IUD. The German doctor's name is Ernest Greffenberg, and that's from the Mount Sinai Journal of Medicine, July and August, 1975. And also in her book, a book about Margaret Sanger, Father of Modern Society, by Eshel Dragan. And also by, these was written by Margaret Sanger's own words in her book, Pivot of Civilization, 1922. Miss Sanger exposed the thinking of eugenicists. Margaret Sanger is a eugenicist. Another word for eugenics is population control. Eugenists are into controlling the world's population, where the more people there are, the more they dislike the world. They want to keep the world under 500 million people, and that's why the Planned Parenthood was developed, to try to lower the world population through abortions. But let me go on with that from Margaret Sanger's book, Pivot of Civilization. Sanger exposed the thinking of eugenics similar to Darwin's Survival of the Fittest, but related the concept to human society, saying the genetic makeup of the poor and minorities, for example, was inferior. She's saying people that are poor and minorities, blacks, Hispanics, Chinese, Japanese, in America, was inferior. And then these ones saying, on her view on mandatory sterilization of the pure, of the poor. This comes from The Problem of Race Regeneration by Havlick Ellis and Margaret Sanger's Father of Modern Society. Mr. Ellis was one of the top writers at that time, and Ellis was a follower of Margaret Sanger. Ellis believed that any sex was acceptable as long as it hurt no one. Raised like a pack of dogs. That comes from his book, The Saga of Sex, A Life of Havlick Ellis. But one of Margaret Sanger's greatest influences was sexologist and eugenicist Dr. Havlick Ellis, with whom she had an affair linked to her divorce from her first husband, urged mandatory sterilization of the poor as a prerequisite for receiving any government public aid. Let me read you some of her quotes. These are Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, in her own words. The most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. And that's from Margaret Sanger. Eugenics Publishing Company, 1920. The name of the book is Women and the New Race. Now, this is a quote that she said from her book, Pivot of Civilization, referring to immigrants and poor people. Human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who never should have been born. This is what she said, Margaret Sanger says, on sterilization and racial purification. Sanger believes for the purpose of racial purification, couples should be rewarded who chose to remain sterile. That was a quote from Miss Sanger in 1923. This is from Plans for Peace, Birth Control Review, which in 1932, which Miss Sanger was the editor of it for 21 years. She says couples should be required to submit applications to have a child. This is on her purpose of birth control. She wrote on November 1921 in the Birth Control Review, the purpose in promoting birth control was to create a race of thoroughbreds. This is her thought on the rights of handicapped and mentally ill and racial minorities. More children from the fit, less from the unfit. In other words, what she's talking about is, well, let me read the whole quote. More children from the fit, less from the unfit. That is the chief aim of birth control, which is from Birth Control Review, May 1990. What she means is that, basically there is no rights for the handicapped, mentally ill, and racial minorities. This is the one thing that really opened up my eyes to Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger. She was big into social control and how to social engineer a new America. This is from her, from a book written about her, A Woman's Body, Women's Rights, A Social History of Birth Control in America by Linda Gordon. As quote, Margaret Sanger was quoted as saying, we do not want word to go out that we are to exterminate the Negro population, Sanger said. If it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. This is on her, Margaret Sanger wrote in her book, A Plan for Peace. Sanger outlined her strategy for eradicating of those deemed feeble-minded, which is, she's talking about the mentally ill there. Among the steps included in her evil scheme was immigrant restrictions, compulsory sterilization, segregation to a lifetime on a work form. She wrote that in the Birth Control Review, April 1932. Now, this is one thing that really, really ticked me off about Margaret Sanger as her own abortion. Criminal abortions arise from perverted sexual relationships under the stress of economic necessity, and the greatest frequency is among married women. The Woman Rebel, No Gods, No Masters, May 1914, Volume 1, Number 3. Margaret Sanger wrote this because she did not believe in marriage, She believed in free sex, a woman to go out there and have sex with whoever she wanted to, as long as they was of one, the same race. But Margaret Sanger is the founder of Planned Parenthood. And one thing I want to read you, I found some more information while I was researching this. These were quotes from leaders of different Planned Parenthood foundations throughout America. And I want to read these. Some of these are disturbing, but I want you to hear what Planned Parenthood's real mission is. This comes from Faye Whittleton, president of the Planned Parenthood Foundation of America of Los Angeles, California. This was in the L.A. Times, October 17, 1986. We are not going to be an organization promoting celibacy or chastity. This is also from the Planned Parenthood advertisement in Dallas Observer on January 30, 1986. If your parents are stupid enough to deny you access to birth control and you are under 18, you can get it on your own. Call Planned Parenthood today. And this is another twisted perversion that Planned Parenthood has. This comes from the Rocky Mountain Planned Parenthood in Denver, Colorado. There are only two kinds, basic kinds of sex. Sex with victims and sex without. Sex with victims is always wrong. Sex without is always right. That is one of the most twisted statements I have ever heard. There are only two basic kinds of sex. Sex with victims and sex without. So they're saying that a baby is a victim. This is all twisted. This is all twisted. But Planned Parenthood is not a good thing. It is a bad thing. I'm going to give you some more proof that Planned Parenthood believes in adoptions. Of over 6,000 clinical visit records examined from a Texas Planned Parenthood clinic, only three referred for adoption, aborting Planned Parenthood by Robert H. Huff, New Vision Press, 1988. This is also Planned Parenthood's stance on homosexuality and marital rights. Planned Parenthood has encouraged homosexuality and advocated compulsory sterilization of all who have two children. This is from Family Planning Perspectives, a Planned Parenthood publication in June-October 1970. This is their goal, Planned Parenthood's goal. This is stated back in 1953, Dr. Lena Levine in 1953 concerning Planned Parenthood's purpose and planned course of action was to be ready as educators and parents to help young people obtain sexual satisfaction for marriage, which is totally against God's law. By sanctifying sex before marriage, we will prevent fear and guilt. We must also relieve those who have these feelings, and we must be ready to provide young boys and girls with the best contraceptive measures available so they will have the necessary means to achieve sexual satisfaction without having to risk possible pregnancy. This is from their own words. Planned Parenthood's stance on pregnancy is even more twisted to me. Planned Parenthood has an unhealthy concept of pregnancy as it views the state of gestation as an abnormal condition or disease. They're calling pregnancy a disease, folks. They don't realize that their mother was pregnant with them when they was born. Speaking for the organization, Dr. Warren Hearn refers to human pregnancy as an epicytic moral extended chronic condition may be defined as an illness treated by evacuation of the uterus contents. That was from Dr. Warren Hearn. Is Pregnancy Really Normal? Family Planning Perspective, Planned Parenthood, Volume 3, Number 1, January 1971, page 9. Folks, we need to call for the shutdown of Planned Parenthood. Yes, our government tried to certain members of our government, which I support them, tried to pass a bill for them to be defunded. Unfortunately, it failed by a vote of 53-46. Back on August the 3rd, 15th, I was trying, if my computer had crashed, I was going to have everyone to call and urge your senators to vote for the funding of Planned Parenthood Senate Bill 1-888-1. But now I would like everybody to call their senator at area code 202-224-3132. This is the switchboard for U.S. Senate. They're open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and ask their senator if they voted for or against the defunding of Planned Parenthood, and if they voted against Senate Bill 1881, why they did so, and what was they thinking. Planned Parenthood is no good, folks. They are a joke. Let me read you some of the quotes. These are two people that support Planned Parenthood wholeheartedly. Nancy Pelosi. This comes from an article on the Daily Caller, July 17, 2015. Nancy Pelosi, Planned Parenthood caught in a controversy that does not exist. Senate Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says this controversy does not exist when the videotape showed that the heads of Planned Parenthood were selling off baby body parts, fetuses, for money. So, in that one video showing that that one operator was going to buy her a Lamborghini with the money she made off the selling of the body parts. But Ms. Pelosi says that she downplayed the recent videos capturing senior members of Planned Parenthood discussing payment for fetal tissue, calling it a controversy that doesn't exist, in a press conference right after the videos was released. Ms. Pelosi is a longtime backer of the organization, as she stuck up for them and saying that they have done nothing illegal. Murder is not illegal. Life begins at conception. So, yes, they have did something illegal. They should be arrested for murder. She added further that there should be an investigation of those people who were trying to ensnare the organization. She's saying that the members of Center for Medical Progress, which I support wholeheartedly, there's one that they are the ones that exposed the corruption of Planned Parenthood. I think they should be given a reward for bringing this out, for bringing Planned Parenthood out, exposing what they're doing. She's also called for the Department of Justice to investigate them. The Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, which in my opinion is a joke, said that she would review all information available before deciding to launch a full investigation. That is just asinine that Nancy Pelosi supports Planned Parenthood, her being a woman. So she supports abortion? How would she feel if her parents had decided to abort her? I'm sorry that may sound cruel, but it's the truth. How would she feel about that? She would. And also, Ms. Pelosi is claiming that the Republicans have been out to get Planned Parenthood for as long as she can remember. See, that's another little twist that she's throwing out to divide people, to make it a Democrat and Republican thing. No, there was people on the Democrat side asking to defund Planned Parenthood. People that knows what gets on, that believes in God. I say we should not let this matter die. We should keep pushing to defund Planned Parenthood. Keep pushing for it to be defunded. Ms. Pelosi ends her statement as saying she also said that Planned Parenthood is about women's health and they have nothing wrong. So I guess she considers murder nothing wrong. We're running low on time. I'm going to hit this last. Hillary Clinton supports Planned Parenthood. This is from ABC News, July 29, 2015. While she says the videos of Planned Parenthood are disturbing, she staunchly defends them, saying that she fully supports them. She is not, and I am not going to waver on her support to Planned Parenthood. That just shows you what kind of woman Miss Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi are. They're both eugenicists. They want to, they believe in world population control, especially in the United States. They believe in murder. Planned Parenthood is nothing but a bunch of murderous scumbags who need to be brought to justice. I'm not saying that everyone that works in the clinics are, but the ones that who wants to push abortions are murderers. They are murderers. And they, like I said, they need to be brought to justice. But before we run this last 3 minutes of the show, I'm going to let everyone know that Team Liberty has their own website. I have an article, not written by me, that is up on the website. Our address of the website is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. Again, that is www.teamliberty776.wordpress.com. Check out our website. Read the article that I have on there. It discusses the Planned Parenthood debate. The article is by Stephen Erdick of Life News. It gives a new perspective on this. It has, excuse me, the video, one of the videos that was released. Check it out. Leave a comment. Tell me what you think. I do want to hear your comment. Just check out our website. It's teamliberty71776.wordpress.com. But support Center for Medical Progress, as they release these videos to expose the real truth behind Planned Parenthood. But, folks, we need to make a stand. Are you going to make your stand? I'm making mine. Are you going to make yours? Let's bring these people to justice, is what I mean to say. Let's bring these people to justice that support murder of unborn babies. Life begins at conception. Call your U.S. senators, ask them if they supported Senate Bill 1881 or if they voted against it. That Senate number is 202-224-3121. And tell them if they voted against it, tell them you're disappointed in them and they need to rethink their stance on it. We need to get them out of office and put people that believe as we do in there. Like I said, if you're listening to this show, you probably have the same ideals as me. You want a country that's better for our future, that believes in the Constitution, what it was written. But check out the website, teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. We'll be with you next week. Keep an eye on the website or here at Blog Talk Radio. For next week's show, we're going to have another jaw dropper, hopefully, and stir the globalists up and bring common sense back. But we will see y'all next week.